This is the podcast of the University of Tartu. My name is Inga Kylmoja, and today we are starting with the first interview in our career series. And our guest today is Anna Amelia Seleska. She's a third-year student of business administration from Latvia. You also have a job, or a few jobs even, as I've heard. Can you tell a bit more about that?
Right now I'm actually full-time employee at the Estonian startup Click and Grow that probably most Estonians know about, as I hear. Then I have few clients in Riga, back in Riga, that I'm working with. I'm basically working in marketing as it comes to Click and Grow. I'm working in Click and Grow marketing department.
What is it exactly that you do at Click and Grow?
Basically, it's a startup. So my job title is social media marketing manager. But as in a startup, you end up doing so many things. So I'm not only working with social media, I'm also managing the newsletter, like email strategy and creating the newsletters and visual identity, visual graphics and so on. And sometimes even changing some minor visual things on the website or doing some copywriting stuff and so on. So as in a startup, you end up doing a lot. You just have your one focus and then you. And I really appreciate it, actually, because that way you learn so, so much. So I think that I've always said that all the students should work while they study. But right now I'm actually thinking it would be maybe even more useful to work in a startup, because you don't only, especially if you don't know exactly what you want to do in life, what you want to study next, or what you want to have as your permanent job. Because in a startup, you see so many aspects of the job and what other people are doing and you're participating, and then you can find what you actually like or where you actually are talented in.
How do you get to work in startup?
How do you get to work in a startup? Probably you apply.
How did you find your job?
For me, all the things that I've gotten have come through knowing someone and showing what I've been doing in the past, and then someone suggested to someone, word of mouth kind of thing. How I got to Click and Grow is actually, it was last May. Arnis, who studied in University of Tartu previously, I knew him from the university. He actually wrote me on Facebook that, hey, we have an opening in Click and Grow for social media, because he knew that I'm doing social media. And yeah, so I went for an interview with Matthias, with the founder and CEO of Click and Grow, and obviously it went well. So yeah, it was merely through a suggestion, and so I ended up there and as an intern in the beginning for the summer, and then we decided that we want to continue to collaborate also in the future.
I see. What do you like about your work at Click and Grow?
I really like that it's changing all the time. It's never a routine. I don't know if it's the Click and Grow. I don't know if it's the technology industry. I don't know if it's the startup thing. But every single day is different. You do something different every single day. You learn something new every single day. And I think one of the things that I love the most is the sense, I don't even know, competition or accomplishment, because there's something very, very small that you're pushing all the time to make it very, very big and important and so on. And the whole team is in that together very, very closely, and we all work towards one goal, to make this little company big and important and to make an impact in the world. And I think that is one of the most amazing things about it, that everyone is so focused and pushing all the time.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you don't like so much?
I've actually never thought about it, because I think once you start focusing what you don't like too much, you end up not liking your job. Then it's time to probably change. What I would change, what I don't like that much.
That was a very diplomatic answer. But still, nothing is perfect.
Nothing is perfect, but what I don't like, probably the fact that I am not able to focus on it 100% because I'm still studying. I'm very demanding towards myself. So if I do something, I want to do it for 100%. And obviously, it's probably most of the time not possible if I'm studying as well. So probably that would be one of the things that I don't like. But about the company itself, of course, it's sometimes disorganized, but it's a normal life of a startup. So actually, I really can't think right now of anything. I would have to think more about it.
How do you know it's normal for startup? Have you worked at any startups before? Do you have any experience or friends working there?
Yeah, actually, not in as serious of a startup. But yeah, I have worked in startups like online store that is turning 5 years. Actually, yesterday it turned 5 years old. It's the sixth year for Click and Grow, so all the time I have like the 5 year, 6 year gap. One store that I worked for was like also turned 5 years old, but I don't know if you can say for a store it's a startup.
Can you?
But
tell
yeah, I've read a lot of articles about startups and so on, and I've heard the feedback and so on, and obviously Matthias Lepp knows a lot about startups, and when we talk, I think it's normal. With every project that you start, it's sometimes a bit messy and you don't understand exactly what you're doing and you do a lot of different things and then you slowly find the focus.
I see. You mentioned this online store and I can understand you also have some other brands in Latvia and maybe elsewhere that you're working for. Can you tell a bit more about these jobs?
Yeah, one of the brands that I currently work for in Latvia is the Latvian Designer Online Store. So it would be like my fashion job, which is called creativelatvia.com or Creative Latvia. And I also do marketing for them, blogging, copywriting, social media, visual things. And then there is the like integrated marketing company, email marketing company Mailigen, which is actually one of, I think, the biggest one in Europe. And then for them I also do social media. So somehow, mysteriously, I've come very, very deep into social media.
I see. How did you find these jobs exactly? This Creative Latvia, let's say?
It all started with Creative Latvia. Of course, it all started previously, but how I got to Creative Latvia, it was also someone knew someone who knew what I do. One of the co-owners of Creative Latvia worked with my mom, and she also was working in the past with my previous client. So the girl, the co-owner who kind of asked me to join Creative Latvia team, she knew what I was doing, and I was also I'm still also a blogger. And she knew me as a blogger in Latvia as well. So she just approached me that, hey, maybe you want to blog for us and maybe do some social media stuff. So it all started and I started doing more and more things for them and so on. And as for Mailigen, the other co-owner of Creative Latvia works in Mailigen. So it's all in a chain. And it's really actually so exciting to sometimes think back what you've been doing and imagine how things would work out if you haven't been in touch with those people. Because for me, it has always all worked out in a chain.
So it's mostly the social network, your
exactly.
social network that
the social
gave you
networking,
these opportunities.
Yeah, and that you talk and you express what you're actually doing. You're not just sitting in a corner and doing something, but you're actually talking about it. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things about social media, because you can actually not only share the pictures of your dog or show where you've been traveling, but you can also share what you're doing with your life. And who knows what it leads to, as we can see.
Yeah, and well, you study, you also have several jobs, and as far as I know, you're a part of the International Student Ambassadors
yes.
program at the university.
Yes.
And this is an unpaid thing,
yes.
as far as I know. Why do you do this? And what exactly do you do?
Actually, why I joined the International Ambassador program, I remember it was the orientation week in the university, so it was like my first days, and you know, as a, you know, to become student with the whole student responsibility, and wow, I'm now in the university, it's like a completely different world. I wanted to be in some kind of a community, so I can make sure that I don't have only the classes or the school, that I do something else as well, because I've always, my whole life, wanted to do something extra. And I was just listening to all the offers that they have, and the international ambassadors, they sounded kind of cool, because I knew I would like this university, and I thought it would be kind of awesome to help the potential students and to be one of the faces of the university and spread the word of what I'm doing here and what is this place and so on. So I joined it, and it has been really interesting. That's why I've stayed.
Is it also good for contacts? You said
it is amazing for contacts. Yeah, it is great. I have now have had so many opportunities. Actually, one of the reasons probably why I'm doing this interview is international ambassadors as well, and also the university magazine. It was also because of the international ambassadors.
Yeah, they had an article about you.
So mm-hmm. everything you do brings you opportunities if you use them right. So, yeah.
You mentioned once that you receive quite many questions from different people asking about how easy or difficult it is to find a job in Estonia if you don't speak Estonian.
Yeah.
Right. What do you answer these people?
I usually answer them that actually it depends on you, because during my first year, I think, here, or first 1 year and a half after I joined University of Tartu, I was also thinking I really want a job in Estonia, because I only had these clients, and I was thinking I could do something else as well. I have too much free time. I want new challenges and so on, and I wasn't thinking of it very seriously, but just looking around, asking people, and it was kind of hard to find a job if you don't speak Estonian. But then again, what I tell these people is it all depends on you, and it all depends how you use your contacts and how you network. Because you tell someone that you're looking for a job, you tell someone you're doing social media, you tell someone you're interested in marketing, you just talk with the people, you network, maybe not even with a goal sometimes, but it just happens. So I think the more you interact with people and tell them what you're doing, the more things are going to come your way. And if you show what you're doing, of course.
I see, that's good advice.
Yeah.
Let's talk about time management.
Oh, yeah. Really?
You have your studies, you have your full-time job, you have a few more side jobs, you're a part of the International Student Ambassador Program, you have your friends and your family, right? How do you manage all this?
I don't know. Basically, I found it actually very, very helpful that I can go to an office. Because previously, when I had only the clients, when I wasn't working at Click and Grow, I was working obviously from home. And sometimes it is very challenging because, you know, at home, it's your resting place. And I don't have a home office. So basically, I'm working from my bed, from my bedroom. And when I joined Click and Grow, I had the opportunity to have an office, to go to the office and then work there. So sometimes I go there over the weekend and so on. So what I would say to the people who are studying full-time and thinking of taking up a job, find a place which you make your workplace, whether it's a library. I've also been working in the library for the clients, for example. It's really wonderful there. You can find a quiet spot and so on. Or you make a place in your apartment or dorm room or whatever, that is your workspace. Or in the best case, you have an office where you go. Be aware that you will have a lot less free time. For me, I definitely need one day a week when I don't do absolutely anything. Like, I don't know, not even clean. Absolutely nothing. I really need it to recharge. Be aware of that you need to have some time for yourself. Whether you make it one evening a week and then one day of the weekend. Also, make sure that you will have to plan a lot. You will have to plan. My friends, they're between nagging and laughing about me that I have to plan my weekends on a Monday or on a Tuesday, what I'm doing on which day, if I'm going out on Friday or not, what time, and where do we go, and for how long. I hope they understand as well, because if you do a full-time job and you study, you kind of have to know, like, if I go out on Friday, I know that on Saturday is going to be my day off. I'm not probably going to do anything much on the Saturday, so then I make the Sunday my working day. And also, one really cool hack that I've discovered is take like an hour or an hour and a half on a Sunday evening or an afternoon and plan your next week. When are you going to the gym? Or when are you in school?
Oh, you also go to the gym.
Yes. Not as often as I would like to, though. But I've started being a good girl in that way as well. have a planner. Some people prefer digital planners, but I personally really like the feeling that you have. You open your planner and you take a pen and you write down, at this time I'm going to the gym, at this time I'm in the office, at this time I'm in the school. I have these to-dos for this day. I'm going to do them then and then and then. And then you just tick what you've done, or you tick if you haven't gone to the gym so you can keep track. And so on. And it really helps. And then on Monday morning, you go to the office or to the school or just get ready for your day. You open your planner, you see what you have to do, where you have to be. And when some pop-up things pop up during the week, you see where you can place them because you've already had plan. And organization is really, really the key. Like, definitely.
I see. It seems like you are really great at this.
I'm not good in self-discipline, but I'm really learning.
I see. You mentioned that you work full-time at Click and Grow.
Yes.
Does it mean you have to be in the office like 8 hours per day, 40
no.
hours a week?
Actually, when I joined Click and Grow, I told that I'm still studying, and studying is important to me. I don't plan to take the academic leave or something like that, that I want to do it simultaneously, so that it would be great if I could be in the office when I can, but also that I can work from home. If, for example, if I'm going to Riga or when I'm traveling somewhere for the ambassadors, or when I'm having, I don't know, going to visit my mom in Brussels or something like that, when I'm going somewhere, or when I have a lot to study, that I can just stay home and work from home. And also because, like, yes, I have the 40-hour week, but during the week I have lectures. So some days, some hours I'm not at work. So I've also asked for the opportunity that I can do my things over the weekend as well. So that really, really helps, yeah.
Okay. Is it true that your career started at high school when you presented your first fashion collection?
Yes. Yes, we had to do I don't actually know how it's called the English, but the straight translation would be like the scientific research project. I was in a high school that where it was mandatory to do it while you were in the 11th grade. And usually it's like kind of like bachelor's individual projects that we're doing right now, but not as serious, of course. And most of the people, of course, chose the topic and did some research. For me, doing research and numbers have always been super, super boring, and writing papers, I hate it really a lot. I really need to discipline myself to actually be able to do those things. So I decided that I want to do something more interesting. And so I decided that I'm going to do a research about, I think it was Art Deco style fashion, like 30s fashion and so on. And yeah, I had a resolution that I'm going to do my own collection till I was 18 years old, because I was into fashion and I was writing my fashion blog and doing some clothes for myself and my friends and the dolls and so on. So I had such resolution, and then I decided I could connect those things and make a collection as a part of my scientific research paper. And yeah, so I did that.
Sounds great. So you started early, so to say.
Yeah. I've actually been working with my dad or my grandma, I think since I was 13 or something. I've always been working kind of girl more than studying kind of girl.
Oh, I see. You sound like a person who always gets what you want.
I try to.
Is there anything that you missed, any opportunity that you wanted and you didn't get it?
That I would regret.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing that I would regret.
Any job that you really wanted and you applied for and...
No.
Okay.
Actually, no. Nothing that I would regret. I wanted to... The only thing that I didn't get what I wanted... When I decided that I want to study business and economics, I wanted to get in the Stockholm School of Economics in Riga. And I didn't get in. And actually, when I started studying in the university, in the beginning, I was very devastated because it was my goal. I was rubbish at math and logic and stuff like that. So I studied math from morning till night, every single day of the week for, I think, month or 2 months, so I can prepare for the exam. And I didn't get in, and I was so devastated. I was crying so much. I was like, "What? I'm not going to go to university now," because that was my goal. And I didn't have any backups and so on. And and then my mom suggested University of Tartu, and when I got in, and I have most of my friends in Latvia studying the Stockholm School of Economics in Riga. And I realized that wouldn't be school for me, and I wouldn't be happy there. So, no, I don't have regrets about that, actually. It is an amazing school, it's just not for me.
Oh, I see, so it went well in the end.
Yeah, I always try to take things, everything that happens in your life, it's for good. So.
And you're very active on social media. It's partly due because this is your work, you work in marketing and social media, communications and marketing. Yeah. But would you also recommend being active on social media to other people who work in or who study different things?
Definitely. Definitely. It's just, first of all, it's a fun thing. There are many people around me who say, for example, I'm not on Twitter or I'm not active on Facebook because I don't want social media sites to take too much of my time. I completely understand that. I don't push those people. It's what works for every person. Not everyone is a social media kind of person. You have to be really open, and you have to know how to present things and what to present. Of course, you shouldn't get too much into personal details, but again, it depends on yourself. But I would definitely suggest it just for this networking thing and finding out great opportunities and so on. Definitely.
I see.
Yeah.
What is your dream job?
Oh, yeah, I was afraid of this question. My dream job would actually be something that I really love doing and that makes me feel that I'm accomplishing something and that what I do matters. I don't have... If you would have asked me that, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, I would definitely say my dream job is owning a fashion house. But as I grew up and as years go by, you change your things and things in life happen and you discover so many more things that you like and that you can do and that you feel and that you think you can do. But those things change, and to round up, yes, it would be something that I love. I definitely have to be in charge. That is since I was a little kid. I've always been super bossy and I always like to manage things. So it definitely has to be somewhere where I can set the tone and the direction. But it has to be something that I love and something that makes me feel that I'm making an impact on something.
So why no fashion house?
It's still open. It's still open. You know, I would be in charge. I would love that job. I know that. And I would make an impact. So it's still open. I don't have like a specific particular thing. And I think it would be crazy if I would. I really admire people who know, like, for example, people who study medicine. Because I think you can't study medicine if you don't know exactly what you want to do in life. And those people who study, they know they want to be doctors or nurses or whatever it is. And I really admire those people because I'm right now, when I think about future, it stresses me out so much. I just dig in a cave and I don't want to think about it. But I think it's normal for any person my age to not have the life put together and think, like, in 5 years, where do I want to be? I have no idea. Or how to get there.
Okay, so I won't ask you about where do you see yourself in 5 years or 10 years? Have any ideas?
Somewhere good. Somewhere good, doing what I really like. And, doing something that I really, really like. Definitely.
Sounds great, and it seems like you are on the right track.
I really hope so. I really hope so. And and also one important thing that I really want from the job in the future or from the dream job is that I'm learning every single day. Actually, when I'm sometimes, like, mom is asking, like, how's your job going and so on, and I'm telling her about the great opportunities that I'm getting, like, from Matthias or something, that he's giving me this book or this mentor or this opportunity or sending this link to read or so on. Or that I now have an amazing boss, the marketing director, that is one of the best people in Estonian e-commerce, and that there are so many people at Click and Grow who are one of the best in Estonian and Baltics. And then my mom is like, wow, you're having your second university. Like, and it really is. It is important for me, for my dream job and for my future, that no matter what I do, I learn from it every single day. It's really important for me because it's for self-growth.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for this
inspiring
interview. Wishing you all the best.
Thank you so much.
In your career, in your life, in everything.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.